put your hand, go walk. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You said go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everything you put your hand, go walk. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You said go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Every hustler getting paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the hustle go company pay.
Yeah, yeah.
Your own enough go take.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you didn't find work to your own. Self go to his own, and flesh go cover bone.
Amen.
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 If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Everything you put your hand go
on.
Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Everything you put your hand go. Open doors.
Amen.
You said go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sister, we want my receipts. Until where the fight begin. One day you go on trees.
Amen.
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 Tenant, we don't losing job.
Go, go.
Landlord, come be too like God.
Go, go.
One day you go be landlord.
Amen.
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 Good news go locate you. Watch and see in no go take. If you believe it, say amen. No.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everything you put your hand go up. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everything you put your hand go up. Your name go open doors.
Amen.
You self go be a boss.
Amen.
Amen. Go favor you.
Amen.
Great men go honor you.
Amen.
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 Amen. One day you go sign the check.
Oh. Amen.
You self go drive that benzo.
Amen.
This life go still make sense. Oh.
Amen.
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 Your children go make you proud. Oh.
Amen.
Bad people no go pull you down. No.
Amen.
One day you go run this town. No.
Oh. Amen.
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 You self go spread me money. Baby, go call you and me. You self go host the party.
Amen.
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 Amen. Dan go to go be your friend.
Amen.
Atedola go be your friend.
Amen.
Atenuga go be your guy.
Amen.
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 Elupelu go be your guy.
Amen.
Atusamad go be my guy.
Amen.
Rabbi, you go be my guy.
Amen.
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 Your life no go end in shame.
Amen.
Your business go bring you gain.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And a very good morning to every one of you tuned in and listening to us. My name is Adam Knightsey, and this is Home Affairs, where our mandate is to help make homes out of houses. If you have been listening to us all these years, our hope and our prayer is that you have been able to turn your home around some way, somehow, because the nuggets we share on the show are so very useful. And if you're a loyal listener and nothing has changed about your home, then you will have to readjust yourself to listening again and listening very well. But I hope you're doing well this morning, just by way of encouraging you. Listen, challenges will come, right? Especially so in your relationship. But that doesn't make your partner your enemy. You just had an issue. You just had a challenge. And you're probably upset about it. give it a bit of time. You will talk it over. You will deal with it. And then you will have your lives back again. And so just because you're having issues, you're having challenges, you're having arguments, doesn't make your partner your enemy. It doesn't make your partner also weird. What it is that you just have a misunderstanding. So go back into yourselves, relax, deal with it, and be able to enjoy your relationship. Don't throw everything you have worked for away just because you have a misunderstanding. And remember that misunderstandings will always come, even with yourself. You're always in conflict. Sometimes what to wear, you know, where to go, what to eat and all that. How much more you being with somebody? Those ones happen. So please note that your partner is not your enemy and they're not weird. You only have a misunderstanding, and given time, you will be able to deal with it and move forward. One more time, if you're just joining us, this is Home Affairs. I do hope you're doing well. I hope you're fine. If you're not fine, get well. If you're bereaved and you're seeing, you know, a loved one off today, I pray the good Lord comforts you and gives you strength to be able to go through it. The Holy Ghost is an enabler, and you will definitely be strengthened. But this morning, we have a show for you. Now, this morning, our question is very simple. You know, we're still in June, and it's still our men's month, okay? And so, I have a league of men in the studio again, and we're asking a very simple question. Does money make a man? Does money make a man? I have gone on to ask, is money a man's greatest need in this life? Is it such that if he has money, then like maybe 90% of his problems are solved, because with money, he's able to take care of his family, he's able to pay the fees, pay the bills, make sure they have a good life and all that. So does it mean that if a man has good money, a great percentage of his problems are solved? And I'm also asking, is a man's influence dependent on his wealth, even in his family? So money, money, money. What does it mean to a man? And how does money impact a man's life? Does money make a man? Is it his greatest need? Is that what his influence is dependent on? We'll look at that subject, and you can join us right away with your thoughts, your comments, your questions, if you like, on 055-1111-997, 055-1111-997. And I will activate the phone lines definitely to hear from you on 0302-216541. So you can put that on speed dial already if you like. And my guest this morning, Lawyer Kwekuyamwa Pencil. He is, you know, a man of many parts. He's a lawyer, he's a pastor, and he's a family life counselor. So I really, really, really do love his perspectives on these conversations, because he gives us a 360 perspective on it. Lawyer Pencil, good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us again.
Thank you.
Great. And today we have been joined also by Raymond Adai Dankwa, founder of Rad Kitchen and Transport Services, and he is also a family man. Hi, Raymond. Good morning.
Good morning, Adai.
Welcome to Home Affairs.
Thank you very much.
We're happy to have you. All right, so gentlemen, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Does money make a man? Is that what makes you feel like, yo, I am the guy here?
I don't believe that money makes a man.
Okay.
And I just, when we're speaking, a scripture came into my head. It said, a rich man's wealth is his city, and the destruction of the poor is in their poverty. I think Bob Marley even made a song out of it. And very exciting. When you started talking about it just now, it's not true. Money is very good. It's good to have money around you.
It's very important.
But it goes beyond that. I think beginning from yesterday, when I started to think of this one, only one thing came into my head, one scripture, and it's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. It said, godliness with contentment is great gain.
Okay.
So that for me defines the essence of what a man need ought to be. In other words, godliness with contentment is what makes a man the Bible says great gain. In other words, something worthy of talking about. Because money never satisfies. I haven't said that. Money, you know, we have a local expression in Fanti. What's it? Sanam, in Suwe, Soyamia, in Chanam, Monkomin, and Koba. In other words, if water satisfies, then the fish will never even go for the hook. So money can never satisfy. It's like water, like the fish in the river. You can drink all the water, but it never gets satisfied.
So, Pencil, you're saying that you can still be that man,
yes,
who is in charge of his family,
yes,
take good care of his family, still have the influence he needs both in his home and in society, even if he can't boast of some good wealth.
Exactly that. I'll sum it up in that way.
Okay. I'm sure that there are lots of people out there who are arguing with you and saying this man doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, activate the phone lines and hear from you. Raymond, what do you think?
I think he has said a lot, but it also depends on where you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I believe as a family man,
mm-hmm,
there are bills to be paid.
Exactly.
And there are other things that needs money to go along with. I remember when I lost my job with Capital Bank, it became an issue. The listing, I'm annoyed because I don't have the financial needs to support whatever is supposed to be taken care of. So the listing,
you're upset.
I'm upset. So for me, so it depends on where it's coming from. In our modern days now, I think
you need it.
You need it.
You
can't do without it. Trust me.
You can't beat your chest and say that I am the man here.
Exactly. I remember one day I got home and my son wasn't feeling well. And I was asking myself, why should he fall sick at this time of the day when I'm not working? So you could just imagine what it is at that time. So it depends on where you find yourself at that moment, depending as a family man or so.
Let me ask you, I mean, because you told us about, I mean, when you lost your job, apart from feeling upset and you being anxious and, you know, probably screaming on people, did you feel like you were losing your place as the man in the home?
Yes, at the point, because even with the family,
mm-hmm,
I hardly would they even call me for a program or even there's a meeting, because at the end of the day, whatever
they know
that
you can't give,
you can't give, you
oh
can't even
God
support. So why should we even bother
oh
to call
God
you because of the situation that I find myself in? So for me, I've been there, and then I'm here again. So I know what it is not to have money as a man, especially when you're a family man.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even looking beyond that. I was actually looking in your nuclear family. Maybe with you, your wife, and you have a nuclear family.
Yes.
Before we even, the extended part is very interesting, but let's talk about the nuclear family. Even in your nuclear family, between your wife and your children, how long were you jobless for?
I think 3 years. I lost my job as a result of the banking cleanup
exercise
in 2017. Started work again in 3 years ago, I think 2 years ago.
Okay. So even in your nuclear family, did you feel that way?
Oh, yes, I did. Despite the fact that my wife wasn't showing any sort of, I don't even know the right words to use, but then there are things that you do, suddenly you can no longer do it. So it's a problem to you. I remember calling a friend, a colleague of mine, just to find out how he's doing. I realized that there was a noise at the bank. So I said, what are you doing? He said, he was sweeping. And I was like, why? I said, since I'm not working, the woman has gone out. Then it seems this interchange. So he has to do whatever he has to do just to make himself useful.
This is
so sometimes
real.
You try to do things just to bridge the gap. Since you are not working, you need to support the woman, do more.
Wow. And then your extended family. I'm sure that was like total disrespect. And how did you feel?
For me, it didn't really bother me because I have a family too, and that's my nuclear family to take care of.
Yeah.
So if I'm not being invited for family related programs, cool, because at the end of the day, I don't have the means to support. So why don't I try and manage my limited resource?
So what has happened now that you have a job again?
Oh, every 5 minutes calls.
Oh my God.
So that's why I said earlier that I've been there and I'm here. So you see, we live in a strange world where sometimes
you've had
yes,
it, you've lost it, and you have it.
Exactly. It's interesting. I think we even had this discussion 3 days ago in the office where we were trying to say that, look, sometimes money controls. People even don't care how you are making it. So far as you have it, you can provide, then.
It's not the same if a woman doesn't have money, is it? Is it the same? I mean, like a pencil, before I even come to that question, listening to him,
yeah.
Do you still stand on where you are?
Yeah, I believe he said what represents his views on the subject.
Mm-hmm. But With his experience. Exactly.
But I will still have a very fundamental disagreement with most of the things
have
that
you
he
been
has said.
There? Where
listen,
you
I grew up as a poor
job.
Boy. I grew
no,
as a poor
not
boy.
Not growing up as a
no,
poor
I started
boy. I
life.
As a man, like a man with a family to take care of. Have you been there where you have probably lost your job and for like 3 years you're unable to provide for your family?
No, I believe, I don't even believe that's the perspective we need to be looking at things from. Because
we're
life,
actually talking about...
Well, so I will answer your question. Exactly. I will answer your question. I haven't lost my job.
Before.
But as a lawyer, please be notice that, I mean, most firms in Ghana, they don't pay salaries.
Mm.
It's only of very recent origin that lawyers are being paid. So essentially, you are going to work. I was married when I started as a lawyer. My first senior was the Right Honorable Peter Alajete.
Mm.
I don't say this to embarrass me. He never gave me a penny. Because the whole idea of a pupillage is that you are training under somebody's feet. I had a wife. And I knew what it means to work without money. So the question is, how do I make it?
So how are you managing?
Oh, man.
What?
I mean, you know.
Like, oh, man, I want to know.
You know, the point I'm making is that, I mean, it wasn't easy. But I believe that in this life that we go through, it's got more to do with your orientation, your look on life, the way you look on life. Because, see, there's something that he said that struck me. You know, a lot of the Christian success here, like, when I didn't have money, when I got nobody minds, but what, I wonder what really, that is what really people want to see in order to make them happy, that the family calls you and that when you go, you have a place to sit and what. Is that the real thing that we're looking for?
But in our cultural setting, family is important.
It is.
I mean, you know that we are family oriented.
No, so let me make the point.
Exactly.
So the real point I'm making is that it is good to have money. I have said that. It is good to have money. But I have concluded, this is my personal life. I'm not a young man. I may look young, but I'm not. I'm 60 plus.
Wow.
And I know what life is about.
Mm.
And I've concluded that no amount of money is going to make anybody satisfied. That's why millionaires keep working every day. And I keep telling people that you may never have had 100,000 cedis in your account before, but the very day you receive the 100,000, you'll be so sad, and you would have wished that it was 101,000.
Okay.
And that's what drives life. So unless you begin to look at life from other perspectives, what it means is that you're going to go on and go on and go on, and then your happiness, once it depends on how wealthy that you are, you will never even find time to rest.
Okay. Now, Painter, I'll take you on a little bit. So we're not talking about happiness, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about satisfaction, really.
Mm-hmm.
Our key, you know, focus here is the influence. You may not be very happy, but you're very influential.
That's a fact.
Because your money is able to speak for you.
No, it's a fact of life.
In your own family. imagine how it would feel like if basic things like school fees, clothes for your children, proper shelter, and all that,
what's
you're
it?
Unable to provide
what's
because
it?
You don't have.
Yeah, you don't know. You know, when a poor person loves his child, the child is even seen.
No, like, because, I don't want you to be philosophical.
No, but that's the fact.
I want us to be very practical.
I'm reinforcing your point. In other words, the point I'm making is that if you don't have money, your child's school uniform is torn,
uh-huh.
and you say you love him, he doesn't understand, he doesn't appreciate, he doesn't, because Loving your child from his anger means that his uniform is new, everything that he needs, he's able to get it, and so forth and so on. I was once in a shop in UK, and I saw a Rasta man who brought his child into the shop. He wanted to, the child pointed to a particular toy that he wanted. And I knew the guy didn't have the money, and the child was crying, and the man was also trying not to make a scene. You know what I'm saying? And I know, I can feel it, even though I've not been in those all those places. Mm. So I agree with you, but I was trying to take it a little up the ladder. In other words, would I do the, those are the kind of things that really define life. Because Ghana, our culture, I mean, come on, people have got lots of money, they cannot explain it, but when they come around, everybody runs towards them.
So it makes you influential.
It does.
Because without it, they'll put you under the table.
Yeah, but the point I'm making, I'm trying to go, but I'll leave it. I'll leave you to drive it. Because the point I'm making is that what really makes you happy?
No,
you because I feel harassed. Okay. I'm telling you that being where I am, I rather feel harassed because then you are the center of attraction. Then whatever you go, like you said, now people you want to drop your course. Is that not the case?
Exactly.
I
remember I had I called a friend. I think my rent was due. So then I called a friend. I needed a bit of support just to add up to mine. And the person is actually a medical doctor, and we spoke, but I think he couldn't meet my needs at that moment. So months later, I called him on a different issue, but he didn't pick. It is because prior to calling him, I've discussed a financial needs that I wanted him to support. Now, this is what happened. I was on a project at Kumasi, and then I'm diabetic and hypertensive. And so I realized that my pressure was going up. So I was calling at that moment just to send me a prescription in order to get
example.
And I refuse. You see, he was thinking probably I'm calling him to remind him of my rent. So you see the advantages and some of the things that you go through. The fact that, yes, you don't have money, you lose some sort of respect. Even among your
friends, peers. My dean of studies, he's late now, Kofi Middleton Menz, he says that, you know, they say a friend in need
A friend indeed.
No. He says a friend in need is a bloody nuisance.
Oh my.
At that point in time, you are becoming a nuisance to your friend, so he won't even answer your call. But that's how bad it can get, Lawyer Pinto. And I do understand what you're saying. There's a book we read when we were growing up. It says, it's in French, the title is in French. It says, L'argent ne fait pas le bonheur. So, I mean, money doesn't buy good times and all that. But, like I said, I mean, happiness, everybody can define their happiness somehow, you know, but responsibility for a man, influence for a man, and respect for a man, from where I sit, I think it has a lot to do with money. Lawyer Pencil, that one, do you agree?
I do, but to a very limited extent. I'm talking about my experience, and I'm talking about life, because like I'm saying, you know, I have seen life, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this one, there's something we call experiential knowledge, and I have reflected over life, over all of these things. And whilst I believe that it's good to have money, I have concluded...
Is it good or important to have money? Which one would you use, good or important?
Well, I say it is very important, trust me. It is very important to have money.
Yeah.
A lot of mercy. But even then, we are talking about having money. What is having money? Possibly, because if we need to run around,
can
then
I
we need
it
to
in
have
simple
a definition. Yes.
For you, is being able to, like I said, being able to take care of your responsibilities. And I think he put it in very good context for us, that there was a time that he was working.
Yes.
And so, I mean, there was no luck around him. His family was well taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would come to you, daddy, you had the influence, you could do what you had to do. It's not like living in affluence, but you had just enough to take care of your
responsibilities. Yes.
Exactly. Then he went into a place where he had nothing. He had nothing and had to depend on his wife to take care of the home. You understand? So we are talking about not being in that position to take care of your even your basic responsibilities. How do you tout yourself as the man of the home? How do you show your responsibility? How influential would you be if you're unable to take care of the basic things? Pay fees on time, make sure there is food, make sure there is shelter. He went around looking for money to pay for rent. And if he didn't have it, it means that his family probably would be thrown out onto the streets. And that's what we are talking about.
You know, I would say that the poorest guy that we can have in this country or anywhere is anyone, man or woman, whose idea of life is that you must always have money. Because, see, even that tight rope you walk when you don't have money, it's the time that you use wisdom to run the home. Your wife, if she's working, you must be able to get her around to be able to support you. Because, see, this whole idea that a man must always have money and that must always be working. Come on, when you were working, where was your salary? Where was your saving? And so forth and so on. You know, so I come back to the point that I'm holding on strongly to is that it is good to have all of those things, but because these things are so relative, if you put it that way, then in my honest view, you rob yourself of other experiences. Because see, the providential district of God makes it that it's not all the time that you have money. Listen, I sit here, I'm a happy man because when I started life, both myself and my wife, we started from the lowest rank of this thing. And today I'm a happy man because we have seen each other, we've seen our house grow, we now have a home. And that's the way, that's the real life for me. Because I'll be honest with you, a lot of people have got a lot of money and they are scared of women because he doesn't really know whether indeed the woman who has even fought. You know what I'm saying? People cannot even make those simple determinations because of what is in their pocket. And then at the end of it, it leads to other things. I agree with you that it's really good to have money. I agree with you that without money, you can suffer in a lot of ways. But I'm telling you and I'm insisting that running a home is not about money.
Okay. I want to ask you a practical question. Do. Also because of your experience.
Yes.
For a man, I mean, a man, woman, but a man who has his home. You've gone to marry a woman, bring to your home. She's working. Probably she is not, I mean, earning that much yes. to support. But she brings in a little. And this man has also lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have about two or three children mm-hmm. who are sitting home whose fees cannot be paid because you don't have it to pay. The little, you don't have it to pay. What wisdom can you use for your children to go back to school?
A lot of mercy. Lord. Lots and lots and lots and lots. Okay, listen to
like
me.
To
yes. If your children are owing school fees,
mm-hmm.
you can arrange to pay fees in installments.
Lawyer Pencil, you have lost your job. There is no income coming.
There is always a future.
It so is I'm the asking whole... practically how?
I'll give you one example. You mean that when you can't pay school fees, you can't even go to the school, you're not going to die. I mean, the whole of life is about hope. The whole of life. Listen, you see, I don't want to make it seem like if we've got a point in your life when indeed, like you said, you haven't got anything. Because I've seen people who are walking through that. I've seen poor people, people in the lower ranks of society who have not got half of the things that we have got, but whose children are stable, whose homes are stable. Mm. Because see, if we work the equation that way, then I'm telling you that about 70% of the population of this country will be thrown into the sea.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's the way I see it. Because see, I grew up, I don't want us to go too much into the past, but I'm just trying to make the point that whilst we grew up with people who are affluent and so forth and so on, I went to secondary school 5 years, my mother never stepped there. My father stepped there once, and so forth and so on. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? When we're in Lagos, people see you. Oh, Chale, where you at Motown? I said, really, if I got the opportunity, I would have gone to Motown. But I didn't go to Motown, but I'm also here. And see, those are the kind of things for me that makes the life that we live, I mean, worthy of living. Other than that, then our whole focus would have to be how you have this before you can do this. But I'm telling you that I use the word wisdom. And I'm telling you, because see, like, you even learn, people shun you, okay?
Yeah.
People don't like your company. People shut it down on you. But you keep moving on. And I'm being frank with you, I walked through that line where you need it. I mean, there have been times that even my bank will not give me a loan. They wouldn't give me a loan, and so forth and so on. But then you learn how to walk through, because that's what defines life for me. You walk it, and when it also comes your way, you become even wiser. I believe that he's wiser. You know what I'm saying? Because of what he went through. So it's good to have money, but let's not define it and make it seem like every time that you are starved of cash, every time that you go out of funds, we know the women. They will give you more respect. They give you more bedroom space and all of that when the money is flowing. I preach that. I tell my clients, I tell my colleague lawyers that, listen, our family doesn't see us quite often. So what I do, I hang my trousers. If my dem needs something, I say, oh, you go to the trousers. And it makes me a happy man. It makes me a happy man. But I will not make it seem that that has always been the case. That's what the point I'm trying to make. So my good friend, I wanted to have a lot of money. I may be visiting you all this.
So if you're just joining us, right, this is Home Affairs, and we're having a very interesting discourse in the studio. We're asking that, does money make a man? Is a man's influence dependent on his money or on his wealth, even in his family? And we have very interesting perspectives from the gentleman I have in the studio. And Laya Faisal says that money is good, but money won't make you happy. Your influence and your happiness should not be dependent on you having, you know, money. If you don't have money, you can still use wisdom to be able to survive and be happy. And Raymond has told us that, look, he's been there, he has had it, he has lost it, he knew what he went through. I'm sure he probably would have even, you know, something would have happened to him. I mean, because a friend refused to pick his phone call just because the friend thought that he was coming to ask them for money, when in natural fact, he was in, you know, health crisis. So we have very interesting and different perspectives on this subject. We'll be activating the phone lines very soon to hear your perspectives on 0302216541. And your messages have come through already on 0551111997. Let me take some. This one says, money does not make a man. The strength to endure difficulties, to come out still whole and honest, is what makes a man or a person. The concept of money, you are the man, you are the head, and anything to pamper the man's ego are all just social constructs. Most men tag their image to what society perceives them to be. So does a man lose his worth, if he is poor but honest and humble. This is from Mark Cosby. Some very provoking thoughts over there. But somebody again, I'm playing the devil's advocate. Somebody again will say, good to all that you have said, but you have children to feed, you have home bills to take care of, you have school fees to pay. These are very practical things. Your children are home and all that, and you're talking about humility. Good morning, Adam. Money. For he wrote it four times. Though not everything, but important to be useful in your family. It's not easy. This is from Danny in Akropong. Good morning. Let me be emphatic with you as a man. Money was not everything those days when our parents and grandparents got married. And then he went into writing caps. But trust me, with the current ladies we have nowadays... It's not possible to be relevant in your family and the society as a man without money. Great. And Adam, a friend, why did you take that away? A friend once told me, a man without money is a boy.
It's true.
Oh, dear. Please, you even lose your confidence as a man. Money indeed makes a man. It's more than good and important to have money. This is from Ajiman in Hacho. Okay, this is pretty long, but let's take it. It's strange when people talk like money does not make a man. Money is not everything, and I agree. But money helps a man to be a man. I lost my job just after marrying, and after my redundancy package got finished, it was terrible. In a nutshell, it ended terribly, and it still affects me. Now I have a better job, and I don't even trust my current wife. Wow, he lost his wife because he didn't have money. Yes. Now I have a better job, and I don't even trust my current wife. Like, Pencil made that point. But sometimes you have money, and you are not sure whether the person is with you because of the money, or they really want to be with you. So I save and save just so I can take care of my home. And she is happy. Probably I'm providing for the home. Money is important in a man's life. I agree with lawyer. One can't have enough money, but it's still okay to have enough to take care of the home. Oh my God. We're taking a short break. When we come back, put the number on speed dial, 0302-216541. We will activate the phone lines and hear from you.
Fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron for your baby's healthy growth. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
Mamba cho mi pie meba sesie.
Wo hu se mi ye aduane, wo se mi kokuru maba. Akaga tru ni gale na ma wo hu egu asanga no.
Chima ya na me hisha minza. Mi pese bebubu.
Spices. Omia, e natural.
Eno. Na be din sina, abele wemu na nyim da. Manka sa no ho. Mi so ntru akaga tru na garlic nfa mam. Na wemu na nyim da mi yo.
Nti wala nnem bi so. Wo chu spices to wa. Asanga.
Mi pemi bi bia natural.
Anti, sankofa. Natural spice. I think Nanka. Also in the Maranka, some people made the natural tea. Some proper natural spices. And none of you soup. And chilling him. Preservatives in him. And young person, you come out to put in a wadi yet. Cattle and cats and cats and brackets. Oh, yeah, the electric bibiara.
Some proper natural spices.
So I'm not sure, Ankasa. It will be the damn to the sea. This year, this year, Membre, Benjamin Bibia Natural.
Sankofa Natural Spices, proudly Ghanaian.
And Kratui FDA Appendo.
Here you go, dear.
Mom, you didn't add milk.
No need to. Taste and see why.
Wow, but how?
Is it milky?
Very.
Is it creamy?
Yes.
That's Milo all in one for you. It's so milky, eh? I don't need to add more milk.
I love it, Mommy.
Give your kids all in one. It's truly milky and rich in calcium. Milo, energy to go further. Milo. This advert is FDA approved.
Thank you very much for staying. This is Home Affairs on Joy 99.7 FM. We're having one of the best conversations ever. Yesterday when I posted this on Facebook, my chief came to comment. He said, this subject, in fact, that's all he wrote. He said, this topic, Then another person said, I need not oversleep, oh. I will stay glued. I hope that you didn't oversleep and you are listening. And, you know, I had a lot of messages coming through when I posted this. I mean, especially the inboxes that felt like, look, Adam, let's not kid ourselves. You don't have money. You don't have anything. You don't have money. You are not a man. Somebody said, "Unisika we are kwa." If you are a man, and somebody actually sent a message to say that if you don't have money as a man, you're just a boy. Because I can imagine. I mean, well, we had a show here, and there was a man we hosted in the studio who said, because of money, you went for family meetings, and they will tell you, I mean, because you're older, but they will tell you, go and bring a chair for your younger siblings and their wives and children, because they have more money than you do. So for a man not to be able to provide at all, not as in living affluence, but I mean, from the messages that are coming through, it's like you need to be able to provide at least. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I am well, thank you. Does money make you man?
Please, somewhere in 1999, I bought a taxi and I read the back bumper, money is not everything. Anybody who applies for my service will ask me questions about it. I don't need money. Look, money is not everything, but we need money. You won't get any respect before your children and your wife and your family, even in the church. Mm-hmm. You can get about 50 years or 55 years if you don't have money in the church. You won't get any position. You see, this lawyer. He don't have his own home, or he's renting a house like this. I have a small quarter pot nearby. I can't develop it. I don't have money. So I'm still renting a house. You see, you can't buy coal for your children and wife every Christmas. So we need money.
We need money.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming through with
Adam,
that.
Let me intervene.
Yes.
You know, nobody should come to the conclusion that we don't need money. But you see, Jesus Christ, on the occasion that was disciples, and this woman came and cleaned his feet, with wiped her hair, whatever, and the Bible says that they were aggrieved that this woman had used that precious ointment. Jesus asked for the poor, you continue to have with you. God has not promised to make everybody a rich man. So the context is not about whether we need money or we don't even need money at all. But I've told you that it's very relative. For me, as a Christian, two things. Number one, if you go to the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, 25, it says what you will eat. Yes.
Jonas, let me talk to Jonas on the phone. He's paying some bills and then come back. Hi, Jonas.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Jonas. Is that Jonas Tinkran?
Very well.
Oh, how are you?
Well, super, super awesome, as always.
And the missus?
She's doing very fine. I mean, after delivering twins, you know what is going.
Oh,
is
wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bless God.
From me.
Yes,
you
yes.
You need to come for tutorials. You know, mine are turning 14 next month. So you need to come for a lot of tutorials. Let's hear you join us on our subject.
On money. Yeah. Yeah, of course, money is important. But I think that a man needs more of wisdom, not just money. You can have money, but then if there is no wisdom, the home can look very, very dysfunctional. So I think that this process, you need money. Money, I don't think that money is really what makes a man. It is wisdom that actually makes a man.
Okay.
Because with wisdom, you can actually amass that. And for those of, you know, our colleagues or, you know, our friends, guys, that these days, the women we have, you know, I think it is critically, you know, checking things very well before you jump into it. Then you'll be able to know, you know, the kind of woman that you're actually getting into. I think that there are exceptional ones. You know. And this morning, Adam, all of us, the guys, especially those of my young guys that passed through Team Preneurship and Springboard, we want to say happy, happy birthday to our mother, Mrs. Kamfotokran. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
Great, Jonas. So, I mean, yeah, money is, okay, you said money is important. I was going to say that. So the twins, if you don't have money and you have wisdom, you can go to a mother care shop and collect that.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. I don't really believe it's fair, you know, because see, it's not everybody who's going to be rich in this world. And you see, unless we make this discussion to let other people appreciate that even if they don't have money, they can still go through life and be content.
Then, very difficult.
Difficulty is part of life. So what are you saying? If everybody's going to become a millionaire in this country?
We're not. You know, we set this in context and said that there are, and look, he contextualizes our conversation for us perfectly.
I believe it.
We're not talking about affluence. We're talking about just being able to provide. And there are some people who can't basically provide.
Yes.
That's what we are talking about.
Yes, but that's only a point in time.
Let me chip in something.
When Jonas did mention Robert and come back. Okay. Don't forget. Hello, Robert. Robert, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Let's hear you, Robert.
I do not.
Oh, what's happening on the line? Yes, Robert. Please position yourself.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, okay. Hello?
Robert, can you position yourself very well? So
yes, I'm Robert. I want to contribute.
Please go ahead.
All right. I want to say that the gentleman who lost it.
Okay, Robert, please check your connection and call us back. Yes, Raymond.
Yes, is it, what's his name? The earlier caller before Robert.
Is it Jonas?
Jonas said sometimes you need to apply wisdom. I quite remember my son, they were having career day. Now I couldn't buy the costume, so then I have to come out with excuse that he's not feeling well. And I keep on doing that.
Use wisdom.
I use wisdom, but like, for how long will you keep on using wisdom? You understand?
Yeah, wisdom is not lying. Wisdom is not lying. I want to put it that way. That's not wisdom.
Let me ask you, so in this situation, right, what should he have done?
Let me tell you, this costume day, people come to us. They come and borrow things from us. I don't know exactly what you wanted him to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's something that can even take it up with the school. I'm having difficulty. You know, the truth about life is that if you don't have it, let people know that you don't have it. So the whole pretense about claiming or whatever. Because when you teach your child this way, he begins to notice an aspect of you which is telling blatant lies to cover up situations.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying? So the whole idea, I mean, it's a complex situation that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But how you go through, you see, I want to make this point. Maybe I may not speak again. The way that I am so emphatic by what I'm saying is that, see, I like to link this discussion to other things because the perspective that people have about life is what drives them to fulfill particular gaps in their lives. If you understand the way I started it, that godliness with contentment. Godliness means that doing things the right way, looking on God. The word of God says in Proverbs chapter 10:22, that is the Lord who blesses and has no sorrow. Now in this case, nobody gives a damn about how you make money. Because of the perspective we have that you must have money, you must have your children go to work. So nobody, morality and all of those things have been lost in this country. And I'm telling you that if we go on that tangent, if we continue on that, we're all doomed. Because now nobody cares.
That's true.
Issues of morality, issues of all of, nobody is interested. Everybody knows that we all need money. So we've got suck our boys all the way. And that's their way of fulfilling the society's expectations of them.
A friend
You're
just
right.
sent me a message, and if you should read it, it will break you down.
What did he say? Let's see it.
Tell him to talk to me.
Yes, money makes a man. Without money, you lose the right to be called a man. Listening to you guys make me cry this morning. I'm going through the worst part of life currently because I can't take care of basic things at home. Funny enough, today is my daughter's birthday. I promised her a tablet because she keeps breaking her mom's phone. But because I don't have the money, I am not able to fulfill my promise to her. She just told me, Daddy, you lied to me and that hurts. Without money, boss, forget it.
You lied to me. He's lying to his daughter. He's not concerned about that.
He wanted to buy it to him.
But if you want to buy it and you don't have it, what's the biggest deal?
Hello, good morning.
I don't know.
Good morning, Eden.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying God's blessings. This is Isaac James from Abokobi.
Hi, Isaac. How is Abokobi this morning?
Yeah, Abokobi is doing well.
Beautiful. Let's hear you.
In fact, I want to say that the scripture says money answered all things, but the same scripture also says that wisdom is the principal thing.
Mm.
You see, the lawyer is right. You see, our lives shouldn't be that we shouldn't depend on money fully, but we should depend on God. If you depend on God, He will give you the wisdom, and then He will provide for you as well.
Mm.
It's not that you should sit down doing nothing, like sit idle doing nothing. But if you put your trust in God, with wisdom, He will direct you what to do. And all the time, you have peace in your home. That is what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Interesting discussion this morning. All that I can say is every man has a voice, but money is the volume. This is Kwesi from Klagon. I like the way people put these things. 6 months, I assisted my husband when he was off job. It wasn't easy, but all I did was respect him. Since I have appreciated him more because it's not easy to be a man. He's got a better job. And I am enjoying. Ladies, it's not easy at that point, but it is for a reason, and it will be worth it. Thank you, Ifua, for sharing that with us. Bible says, money answereth everything in life. Life is meaningless without money. This is Samson from Sunyane. Adam, money is important too. Growing up with my parents, I made some few observations. Dad was always upset with a little provocation because he did not have money. Dad intentionally goes out when it's time to go to school. And the money is important in a man's life. Even as women, anything we are able to purchase, what we need is money. It gives one some form of fulfillment. And this is from Rama in Tesano. Good morning, Adam. The bottom line is money has a lot of weight, whichever way you look at it. This is from Nana on the Spinters Road. No money, no respect to us a man. This is from Abba. And how do you run a home when there's no money? This is from Kwesi in Kaswa. And Adam, please, your lawyer friend is definitely speaking from a different level and perspective, simply because he doesn't understand the fact that there are so many men who cannot even find a job that pays them well. People's salaries don't even cross the current month, let alone the following month before the next week. Please, lawyer, try not to get to that point where you can't even know. Lawyer has passed that stage. School fees, and you will understand. Well, but he has made his point very clear that you still need to be wise no matter the situation. We don't have to make our lives all about money. Life can still be fulfilling depending on how you live it without, you know, all the money we are talking about. Good morning, Adam. Interesting topic. I must say, I have experienced both. That is, life with a good job and now currently out of job for the past 4 years. So I can identify with the submissions from Lawyer Pencil and Raymond. My conclusion may be this. Money makes a man's responsibility very easy and achievable, while the lack of it makes it difficult for the man to function at full capacity, achieving less. Money is absolutely good, but does not make a man perfect. This is from Douglas in Ablekuma. Adam, this argument is heating up in the office as you speak. Hey, this early? Hi, Vivian. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Vivian. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Let's hear you.
I'm just listening to your program. Okay? I didn't see you early enough, but getting the gist from what you are saying, you're talking about responsibility to marriage and money.
Yes.
Now, what I want to say is money is very, very important in a relationship. Now, there are some men that they don't have it now, But then you as a lady, you try to help the person out, and eventually they see you differently in life. Let me give you a little experience I have had. I met this guy when I was 21. Today I'm 48. I have two kids with him. He couldn't just, let me say, he didn't have a job. We all started as teachers. He said he didn't want to teach. So he was doing other things. And as a woman, I spent all my time to support him in every way that I could. See that I did everything. I would go into small business, help him to go to school. He said he doesn't want to go to school. He wants to do other things. I support him to money completely. He couldn't have the money to do it. But I was thinking, because I thought that once I've been able to support my mom, when everything gets well, we are going to enjoy it together.
Mm.
Now, eventually, he said he wanted to travel outside the country. I was then doing some small business. I gathered some money. I helped him and he went outside the country. Look, just 3 days ago, I spoke with one of his bosses that he used to work with. Apparently, he has left me. Actually, he has gone to marry somebody else in the U.S.
Wow.
And left me to make a picture of them on my own. Fine. But I embarked on the mission to find out exactly what I did wrong. Because for me, all I tried to do was to support this man to be on his feet so that one day we can take off our children together. Apparently, what I'm hearing from his boss just 3 days ago, he's been away for about 12 years. He's not been home before.
Wow.
What I'm gathering is that I was too assertive. I was like, when he didn't have money and he was depending on me, like he was so ashamed. He didn't know how to face me. And it looks like the thing was an ego thing from what I'm hearing. Like, he wants a relationship where he can be on top of the game.
Yeah, Vivian.
Where he would have all the money and he would, like, dole it out.
Does
this is out
the,
to you as a wife.
So
because
now?
He didn't have the money.
Does he have it now?
Say again.
Does he have the money now?
I know he's in the U.S. and I think he's doing well because
great.
He's married now.
Okay.
So I can't tell whether he has it now or not, but I believe he's now on his feet.
Thank you, Vivian, for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, let me quickly say a happy birthday to Marlene Menu alias Ajua Lagata, Co Queen, Fix Boom Barrier. Enjoy your day from Old Boys and Girls, KB Trekkers. So, happy birthday to you, Marlene Menu alias Ajua Lagata, and this is from all the old boys and girls from KB Trekkers. Now, I have a message here that says, "My brother, Sofo Lawyer, I will tell you the story about a friend of mine whose father used to organize periodically for his wife's warehouse to be looted. Why? He called it maintaining the equilibrium. He said, every time Madame's business started to boom, she became so disrespectful and uncontrollable. How did we know? He told us himself on his son's bachelor's night with these closing remarks. You will be the one wearing the skirts if your wife has more money than you. I'm listening to you. He said Madame was at her wifey best when he had loaned her money to recapitalize her business. The extent people can go. Okay, let me take your I mean, we're ending the show now. I think the point has been made. We all have agreed. Even Lawyer Faisal agrees that money is very important. He's just saying that it doesn't. It's not what will make you happy. It's not what will perfect your life, but it's very important. And we've heard from Raymond as well. Morning. Let me take your final words, and then we'll wrap up on the show. Lawyer Faisal.
I repeat what the Bible says in First Timothy 6, that is contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we did not bring anything in this world and we'll go with nothing.
Great. Thank you. And from you, Raymond.
So just as in running business, you need money to run. It's the same as family. You need money to run your family.
Mm.
If not, Charlie, trust me, you will lose your title as the man of the house.
Great. So my friend says this. He says, if you can't for a reason and a season. So it's your wisdom and knowledge and understanding of principles of life that will take you to the next level. I am so with Lawyer Pencil. And a man is a man. Money doesn't make a man. Wisdom makes a man. All right. And this one, please, every man needs a sustainable income. And for that to happen, you need to apply wisdom. So the lawyer is right. Since I married my husband, he has lost his job twice. The first one lasted 3 months and the second lasted for a year and a half. That's how we are ending Home Affairs. Enjoy your weekend, but stay with us for the rest of our programs on Joy 99.7 FM. Stay with us. My name is Edem Knightsday. Thank you, Raymond and Lawyer Pencil, for coming. And thanks to the production team. See you again next week. Bye bye.